eyes can see.
Free your consciousness.
I've got one that can see.
The Matrix is everywhere. It is all around us. It is the world that has been pulled over your eyes to blind you from the truth.
Television is not the truth. Television is a goddamn amusement park. Television is a circus, a carnival.
What passes for journalism in the mainstream is a pathetic joke. That so many people can so completely give away their minds to the propaganda spewed by the television is astounding. We have entire generations that have been raised on TV, and couple that with the modern miseducation methods, and what you've got are entire nations that have been dumbed down, that cannot think critically, that have had their inquisitive natures completely obliterated, and that consider learning and reading to be a drudgery, something to be avoided at all cost for the sake of mindless entertainment and distraction. What is mainstream media? It's a propaganda spin machine. It's a weapon of mind control, the scripter of reality, which of course is a false reality. It is the generator of the official narrative designed to ensnare the consciousness within its web of deceit. That so many people still take it so seriously is beyond belief. People, having conducted no research of their own, regurgitate what they hear from some talking head, some spokesperson for a particular news conglomerate, and they think themselves well informed. A modern-day mainstream so-called journalist is a whore, an intellectual prostitute, or prestitute, if you like. They sell their souls for a paycheck, and they are absolutely complicit in weaving the spell on the mind with the lies that they peddle. On the other hand, it's a person's own fault if they believe what is fed to them with no investigation of their own. Sadly, that seems to be the vast majority that appear to be completely satisfied with being told just what to think.
Honey, they told me on the TV that the pandemic is going to kill 15 billion people. We better get to the store and buy all the toilet paper.
If someone wants to give their mind away to the official consensus mainstream narrative, more power to them, but it amazes me how they parrot the official line, thinking that they know anything at all. You know, the same types that haven't read a book since high school, the intellectual midgets that are so quick to obey and mindlessly believe anything they are told because some journalist with a fancy wardrobe and an expensive haircut told them to. No thinking necessary, just blind obedience and complicity with one's own mental enslavement. Television has been one of the main modern tools for regimenting and controlling the masses, for creating a false reality, and for effectively influencing public opinion. It is a powerful medium used to control the minds of programmed, conditioned, and indoctrinated human beings. It has been extremely effective in aiding the controllers in maintaining unwavering belief in this manufactured false reality. John Swinton, a former editor for the New York Times, claimed to his colleagues in 1953, "There is no such thing at this date of the world's history in America as an independent press. You know it, and I know it. There is not one of you who dares to write your honest opinions, and if you did, you know beforehand that it would never appear in print. I am paid weekly for keeping my honest opinion out of the paper I am connected with. Others of you are paid similar salaries for similar things, and any of you who would be so foolish as to write honest opinions would be out on the streets looking for another job. If I allowed my honest opinions to appear in one issue of my paper, before 24 hours my occupation would be gone. The business of the journalist is to destroy the truth, to lie outright, to pervert, to vilify, to fawn at the feet of mammon, and to sell his country and his race for his daily bread. You know it, and I know it. And what folly is this, toasting an independent press? We are the tools and vassals of rich men behind the scenes. We are the jumping jacks. They pull the strings, and we dance. Our talents, our possibilities, and our lives are all the property of other men. We are intellectual prostitutes." The false reality that TV presents promotes crass commercialism, superficiality, worship of the physical, and the acquisition of stuff. The media is the corporate apparatus designed to control the free flow of information, influence public opinion, create a climate of fear, spread disinformation and government propaganda, and to keep consciousness in a low vibrational state of unawareness. Well, holy shit, how extremely effective it has been at infantilizing the masses. Job well done. Mission accomplished. Modern-day journalists aren't reporters at all. They are repeaters, spewing the official line unquestioningly with no shame, like the obedient lapdogs that they are. They report what they are told to report, and they all follow the same script. They are all a bunch of press hookers for the official narrative. They are modern-day hypnotists. All mainstream media in America is controlled by only 6 multi-conglomerate corporations that control everything you get to see and hear through their subsidiaries. Big tech companies such as Google and the platforms they own, such as YouTube, are restricting the free flow of information through censorship of anything that doesn't toe the official party line. Modern-day so-called journalists are nothing more than spokespersons for the version of events that their corporate masters want the public to believe. Again, they are whores. Never has this been more readily apparent than it is now, with every media outlet and their prostitute harlots spewing their fear porn into the collective consciousness, doing their duty, placing the minds of the unquestioning into lockdown. But no one is forced to buy the bullshit. They've just forgotten how to think for themselves. Instead, they need to be told what to think by the media that shapes their very idea of reality. The modern-day journalist is a wind-up toy, a voice piece for the propaganda experts that pull their strings. They are sellout mind manipulators that shouldn't be taken seriously. They are social engineers and mind doctors. Think for yourself. Take all their power away.